It's 6 o'clock. We'll call the work session to order. I think the first thing we ought to talk about is the comp time for the previous comptroller. You have his letter looking to be paid for the comp time that he wasn't able to use this year. And like he said over there, he had to carry it over the 40 hours. And then when he did carry it over, he and I were in the process of getting things together for the new hiree, the new comptroller. So he had to organize all the files, had to bring me up to speed on what he did, had to bring Nancy up to speed. Then once we hired the new comptroller, Therese, he's been working with her just about every day. In fact, he's in there tonight. So he was asking, and he wasn't able to use the comp time, so he was asking for us to pay him for the 40 hours of comp time that he wasn't able to use. And I think it's a fair request, seeing he's still going to be on the payroll. We're still going to need him to be here. He's acting as a consultant for at least the next year while Therese comes up to speed. So I think this is a fair request, and you know, I would be in favor of that.
The only question I have, I can't think of a more reasonable request. How does it fit in a bigger picture? Have we done this before? Do we have a policy? Is there any potential down the road for someone else? Well, you did it for him. Now I want you to pay me $50,000 worth of, I don't know. I don't know what the program.
I think with this one, because we allowed them to carry 40 hours of comp time over, they're not going to be able to do that in the future. And the rest of almost everybody other than elected officials and parks and the comptroller are going to be with the union. So all their stuff is spelled out. So we only have two people that we would be, that would even come under that, and that would be Kevin and the comptroller, Therese. So the answer, I don't think that in the future it would be an issue, because we'd make that person use the comp time. But this is one of those situations where I really needed him to train the comptroller. And
civil service.
The resolution shall not take precedent over any future. Shall not set a precedent for any future considerations. That way nobody can say we did it for them.
Okay.
Did it for him because it was special.
Right. So we can, where the heck is it?
C.
Which one?
C.
B?
C.
C? All right. I'll add that. You know what? I don't have my pen. I walk in without a pen. I will just add another sentence.
You can use mine, but it just died.
I'll go get one.
I'll get the office.
Robin,
can you
use one? Oh, please. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, I offered and I cannot.
I'll go back.
Thank you.
So this resolution will not be precedent setting
for any future requests.
Okay. Okay. Oh, you got one?
I just grabbed one.
Do I have to write with my left hand if I'm going to use
this? Looks right. Like you did.
Okay. Do we want to discuss that anymore?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
So, utilization of the highway secretary for shared duties with the parks and the highway department. And this would create a full-time position between the two. I think that this is a good idea, and for the following reasons. We had two positions before, and that was approximately $116,000. This will not reach that. This will be under $100,000. Benefits, I believe.
Sure.
Yes. around $100,000 with benefits. So we're saving, there's still a savings, and we're taking care of the, thanks.
Now you got
that. We're taking care of the position in the parks where someone will be there to answer the phone to schedule, do some scheduling when Kevin is out doing other things. Not only that, it actually extends the hours. Right now, what is she working now, from 9 to 2 in the highway?
9 to 3.
She works from 9 to 3.
Right,
yeah, 9 to 3 in the highway, 4 days a week right now. This will be a year-round position where she will work. We station out of the highway department, work 8 to 3:30. Yes. Yeah.
We had it hashed out. It was either 8 or 8:30 to 3:30, I think it was.
It's 8 to 3:30 then. Yeah, because that's 7.
No, we wrote it down.
Yeah. Yeah, 8 to 3:30.
8 to 3:30.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Okay. She will be there 8 to 3:30, not only to answer the parks calls, but the highway. So we're going to get a person that is there full-time answering both those phones, which we don't have that right now. So it's going to provide more than we had before, even when we had a full-time person over there.
She'd also be there at our facility where people can kind of come in the reception area if they have questions about parks or whatever.
Right. She'll be able to do the highway, the parks, 5 days a week. We still have to work out the titles because we thought that if she was the superintendent's secretary to the highway superintendent, we could make her a clerk one because the clerk one was under 20 hours, that would be okay. Well, after we called Beth Morris from Onondaga County, and she said, no, you can't do that. If the person is a clerk one and they go over 20 hours, regardless of what they do, then they would have to be competitive. That person would have to take the test.
Well, the other thing is, it's not really a clerk job. If what I handed you out come off of the Onondaga County personnel last night, obviously it hasn't been revised since 2006, but that's the last revision they had. And what we did was went through and looked under all the secretarial titles that are currently in effect. And I highlighted the secretary to the highway superintendent. And if you look at the following couple pages, you'll see that those are the duties and responsibilities of that person. I mean, scratch the word stenographer. I mean, nobody does that. Scratch the word mimeograph for making copies. It's called a copy machine today. You know, that's how old the revision is. But the duties that are currently listed under secretary for the highway superintendent are very close to the duties that Kevin and I came up with that she could provide for the parks as well.
Okay, but here's the problem. The highway superintendent can appoint by law, by highway law, mm-hmm. can appoint a secretary. That's in the law.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it say that the parks person can do the same thing?
What we were looking at is you establish a new title much along the lines of you've got people here now that are multi-titled. Nancy, Karen Rice, they each got three titles to make them full-time. Because no one of those jobs, apparently, over the years was enough to warrant a full-time position. So what
but
I thought
think,
was the
but, e- but I think Karen also has the title of Clerk One, which she can have multiple, then, and that's the thing. She can have multiple job duties if she comes off a competitive list, which I believe she did,
mm-hmm.
and she's got that Clerk One title. You can give her other titles in there to make her full time, and as long as she's that Clerk One, she can do that.
But I don't think Nancy did. She's listed.
Nancy is different. Nancy is Nancy's
secretary to the board supervisor.
Yep,
she's
and
the tax receiver.
Receiver of taxes.
One more.
Secretary
to the comptroller.
Right.
So
I don't know, but I don't know how they did that, but apparently they were able to work that out with civil service. What I'm saying, and I told Kevin this earlier, what I'm saying to you is first of all, I wanted to bring it up to the board to see if they were in favor of this. If they were, then we could move forward and try to determine if we can, how we can do that.
Couldn't you just call it like secretary of town to the town of Lysander? Because if she's going to take
there's all, I guess the way some of this works, and I'm not the expert on this, okay, this is your personnel, this is with the county and whatnot, the different titles and positions and job descriptions, okay? You know, secretary to the highway superintendent is a listed function that's exempt from any...
That's not the issue. We're okay with that. If
but you can add...
No, I don't know that. Well, you're saying you can, but how do you know that?
You can add another title under the secretary.
We'll have to call county personnel.
They may say that their
civil service expert
right.
and see if
you can do
that. That individual in that title can also share another title.
Right.
We'll have to ask them.
Because that's one of the things under secretarial list.
Right.
There is no current designation as secretary to parks.
Right.
But is secretary of parks a testable position?
Can I just chime in?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. So there is a title here called secretary on this list. It's mm-hmm. just all by itself. And I think that's the title you want to look at. The county right. parks department had a secretary. Yep. And she was a management confidential position, so it wasn't tested.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hire and fire at will. And I would ask Beth if this generic secretary title is the one you want.
Okay. Because that was the only thing we were looking for. Yeah.
So I didn't have a secretary of county parks. I had a secretary.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to guess it was that title right there, which is a third down on the page.
And that was a management confidential?
Management confidential title. And just tell Beth that's what you want.
Right.
You want a generic secretary title that can do a variety of duties that's management confidential, and she'll make one happen.
Okay.
But you got to let her know that person is going to be full time. Was yours full time?
Full time.
Yeah. I've got a couple of questions about this too, though. One is, we within the past several months, we've had a lot of discussions about whether or not we need a secretary in the Parks Department. We, as a matter of fact, dissolved a position. So, to me, this sounds a little bit. I don't know. I don't know about turning a position part-time to full-time when we got rid of somebody that was doing that job. So I don't know, you know, and if we reflect back on some of those discussions, obviously there were reasons why we did that, and it had a lot to do with the workload or the lack thereof. So I don't know.
Well, the one you had was a full-time just for parks.
Right, I understand that.
Okay. Then we created that position, made it part-time, but we never filled that position. We put that in the budget.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Right, because you don't ever want to take something out of the budget.
Right.
You know? You don't want to take something out because in the event that you want to do this. But we haven't gone through a season. We haven't gone through a season to see if we really need somebody to do whatever needs to be done from that position. That's one thing. There's a small little, and I don't know if it's just me, but there's a small little red flag, and it's just a little one, but I'm curious why the highway department is pushing so hard for a parks department position.
Well, during the time when you had nobody,
mm-hmm.
from last fall to now, okay, my current secretary, all right, was answering questions about parks all through the winter.
Right?
And she was too. And I think Nancy caught
but there
calls.
Were really not very many calls.
Right. But then
and during the winter, there's really no calls.
But then come spring, there were things about getting trucks registered that they had received. Their new tractor came in. I mean, highway was taking care of all those things unbeknownst to you guys. Okay. Mm-hmm. And my secretary was an integral part of chasing that stuff down. And it was before Kevin was even hired. Okay. And then I think you, Jeff, were handling a bunch of pavilion rentals?
Not pavilion, no, it was space rentals.
Oh, space?
He was doing sports fields.
Yeah, sports fields. Space,
Dina was
doing pavilions.
Pavilion rentals.
Yeah. So,
and took in the...
We were looking at all of this and the number of issues that came up during that time. And I said, well, geez, you know, you're here up to 25 hours a week. you know, what truly would be necessary for the list that he and I made for things that she could do to help him. And then we figured it was like 10 hours.
A pavilion rental literally takes 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's really not, you know.
But the telephone and email conversations back and forth, it's 3 minutes to finalize their reservation. But all of their questions back and forth, it's time consuming.
Mm-hmm. No, if you're good at time management,
yeah.
It's really not.
Well, Jerry, let me just see if I, what I'm hearing is you have a secretary that works how many hours currently now?
25.
25, and you're getting your job, your work done, the highway, give or take. And for another 10 hours now, 35 hours, another mm-hmm. 10 hours, we can have that very same person provide all the secretarial work that the Parks Department needs. I can't imagine running a Parks Department without someone that I could turn to that's there on a for continuity to, you know, not
phone
not,
rings,
not just answering the phone, but the same person answers the phone and knows everything. So
we figured she'd handle their vouchers.
This to me is a very efficient. I really like what I'm hearing. That instead of Kevin saying I need a 35 hour or 40 hour full time person.
Oh, that's the next discussion.
Oh, next discussion.
No.
I'm hearing some you know, resourceful. You know, it's resourceful.
Right, you're boxed in over there.
We're just trying to, you know, we saw it, you know, saw a need, and tried to fulfill the need in an efficient, reasonable manner as far as putting things in one place.
What I like about it is we get additional hours for both the parks and the highway to answer phones.
Yeah.
We get additional days and additional hours. And that's one of the complaints that I get is, you know, I just got a call a few minutes ago. Oh, no one answers the bleep bleep phone. Oh, okay. You know,
so you
sometimes you're doing
dual
something,
coverage throughout the whole
if,
day.
I mean, we're getting, with the highway, we're getting an additional 2.5 hours answering the phone, and with the parks, we're getting an additional day, and with the parks, we're getting,
especially summertime,
5 days.
Fridays, where there's nobody over there.
So my only concern or thought is this, and I'll be the devil's advocate. I'm not against the idea, by the way. But what happens if the next highway superintendent has a hard time or a personality conflict with whoever the individual is in that position, he decides he wants somebody else? Not only is that going to influence the highway department, now that's also going to influence the parks department.
Your personnel, from what I gather, are going under this contract?
Yes.
Okay, and that person sitting in that seat over there is also involved in that. You know, so there would be, you know, your union contract, you know, the part of, and even it was pointed out to me, even to let my secretary go still required board approval.
But
yes.
Isn't this a mandatory?
You know, so.
I don't think this position is going to be part of the union.
This is management
confidential.
Yeah, it becomes a
we
secretary.
Don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Well, you make the argument,
yeah.
Jeff, that,
yeah.
You know, just like we made it with Kevin's position. But it's a good question, Roman, and I guess that it's all about how we actually write the job description. Who has the right to hire and fire? If you're at this point as a highway superintendent willing to delegate that to the board, then it's not an issue.
Well, it might be
a recommendation
law,
of whoever you're
writing.
No, we have that was the issue before. He can. That is not, even though he selects them, it's a board appointment and.
So he recommends.
We have
the
right to hire and fire. Yeah, he cannot fire or hire without our approval.
Right.
Yes.
It's a board approved appointment.
Yes.
Or
I mean, obvious. Or disappointment. Well,
so.
There's personality conflicts with a lot of people. So, is it something that we want them to look into, or is it something that.
I was
you know, we're not in favor.
I have no problem looking into it. I just, if you guys can think about that concern, though, because it's not going to be you as a highway superintendent, Jerry.
No.
So I just want...
He just addressed it. It's up to us, the board.
Right, but it could be a, I don't want to say toxic situation, but you want the highway superintendent, whoever that clerk is, to have a good relationship, you know, and that's also going to impact the park, so I just...
But And then even after, correct me if I say this wrong, if someone's in a position like that for 5 years, then it becomes part of civil service law anyway, doesn't it? For removal.
Not for that position. Not
no.
For, no.
Just requires the board's, we'll call it disappointment.
Yeah. Appointed positions, if they're like, we'll use MEOs. MEOs are appointed positions. They're not civil service tested. But after 5 years, they have civil, even if it's part-time, they have civil service rights. If they're in...
But the secretary, did I always...
Secretary is different, right, because that's an at-will employee. That's... And they and there's exceptions to those rules, and that's one of them.
Okay.
And one last thing, we're talking about more than 10 hours, too, right? We're talking about 10 hours, benefits, I mean, going from part-time to full-time, right?
Right. But
so it's more than 10 hours,
budget-wise. No, it'll only be 35 hours budget-wise, but it'll also include benefits. Yes.
Right now, we're not paying benefits.
Correct.
No, but
so it is. I'm guessing.
Right, but we have, with the parks, we have a position in the parks, I forget what it was called.
There's a office aide.
Yes, office aide, and we have
part-time the office.
$16,000, and that pays for the benefits. So the only additional amount that we would be paying is the salary.
And yes. Then you had us make a note about another $3,000 rec software or something?
Oh, Kevin... decided that we don't need the rec software. So because he eliminated rec software, he's able to do it through Google with somebody else. So there's another $3,000 savings that they found. So $19,000 out of whatever we would be paying that person is already accounted for.
Does it include New York State retirement as well as part of the benefits? Would they be able to?
Well, they get that anyway.
She's but it's a full-time position.
It doesn't matter. They get it whether they're part-time or full-time.
And then deferred comp, they'd be able to do deferred comp as well.
Yeah, but deferred comp, there's no cost to that.
But they would be a union in the union as well.
We don't. No, we don't know that.
We don't think so. If it's medically confidential and the county personnel backs us on this, that person will not become part of the union. They may decide otherwise, but we're going
right.
to go in asking for a medically confidential position, which is what all the secretaries that I'm familiar with are in Onondaga County.
So you're going to go back and do more research?
Well, it was just a conversation with county personnel to see what we can do. If you're on, I mean, I'm not going to spin their wheels for nothing if you're not in favor of the idea.
Well, I think it's a great idea.
Good idea.
I just feel like it was kind of thrown here, but.
Well, we're not voting on.
We're not
it.
Voting.
I know.
On
well, I understand, but Jerry wants to know if I think it's a good idea.
This since January.
It's a good idea for you to go get some more research.
Right.
Well,
you know, just so you know, this has been bantered around. Since
on top
January.
Of that, the highway superintendent agreed to do some of our maintenance work in the park. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll list that.
Little things like.
Like parking lots and and paving sidewalks
and
pouring concrete, cutting trees down.
Things I am aware of, like the Parks Department in the past, was like sending their zero turns out for service.
Right.
We've got two of the Parks Department's old mowers from eons ago.
Right.
We service them every year, and we mow the cemeteries all summer with them. You know,
so,
not going to last forever.
Just so...
I think they were paying like $800 to have them serviced.
Right, they were.
Each more. Yeah.
But so. Just so the board understands, when you presented this, that was part of the equation as well.
Oh, yeah,
so there'll be a savings in that as well.
You know.
Is the next highway superintendent bound to that?
I think we can, correct me if I'm wrong, Tony, but I think we can give this highway superintendent additional duties on top of what he's statutorily has to do, correct? Yeah, so we can, because they do that up in Clay. You can give them that.
Yeah, they do all the parks stuff.
Yep.
All the parks maintenance over there. How they build the pavilions.
Well, the highway department has statutory duties basically for the roads. There's things they have to do. Beyond that, the board can assign them additional duties. Doesn't say what they are, just additional duties.
And what happens if the highway superintendent doesn't want to do those additional duties? Do they have to? Okay.
Do they prioritize those duties?
No. The board is the one that decides what they want done and asks the highway department to go do those.
Yeah, we have, I mean, we have to have a good working relationship with the highway superintendent.
Well,
so. But I think we can work it out.
Yeah, well, I mean, look at the monies that were saved just last year and retopping the parking lot over there. I mean, you pay an outside vendor to do that, it's a ton of money. We did that with the Belgium firehouse. Would have cost them 60 something thousand. We did it for 28, something like that, 26.
Well, what we're looking to do is to save, to have the highway personnel, when there's downtime, to do some additional duties in the park that would normally cost us maybe double.
Well,
and now the highway takes.
Down. I mean, we take trees down.
Right.
We have saws, we have heavy equipment.
Good, because we got a whole bunch to take down, right, Kevin?
But it's those things, and I would say, you know, I'll speak for the next guy, let's call him, okay? Yeah, there are priorities, like the week of June 14th, we're scheduled with a vendor for oil and stone and our oil and stone roads. You know, something in the park would have to wait until we got beyond
right,
that.
I would expect
then
that.
Then we fill in with it,
But the things we're talking about aren't critical. I mean, they don't need to be done today.
No.
You know, I mean, they can be scheduled.
We've done things over there when there's an emergency anyway.
Well, but most of the things aren't. And we can schedule those things and be assured that they'll get done.
Make a plan.
At the top of the second page, I think it's very small, but it says secretary, and in parentheses it says exempt. I think that's the title that tells you it's a management confidential position. It's exempt from testing.
Right.
So that'll help you out.
So those are the numbers.
Yeah, and if you can't get through to Beth, her boss is Carl, what's his last name?
Hummel.
Yeah, and he's really accessible, and he's a good guy.
We had some communication with Beth, I think.
She works from home. And
But I think we communicated with her yesterday.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
She calls. Yeah, she calls.
Yeah.
She calls Beth.
Good luck.
Okay, any more on that?
Nope,
good. Kevin, why don't you talk about the fourth park attendant?
Yeah, so we have in the budget that we had last year four park attendants. I'm utilizing three right now, but we're also utilizing, and so let me back up, utilizing three, they cover a night shift Monday through Sunday. The full-time laborers, Jim, Mary, and our part-time David, they're covering the days Monday through Friday and then also Saturday, Sunday. I want to get them off of their weekend shifts because I can utilize them better and they benefit the park better Monday through Friday, which works fine, but that would require our three park attendants to work every single weekend, which again, fine by me. I've worked 17 years every single weekend. That's what you do in parks. But we have a few guys over there that have been there forever, and one has threatened that, well, if it's going to continue that way, he was going to walk out. Which again is fine. I just have to be prepared to replace him. So what I want to do is go in search of our fourth park attendant, and if that allows the duties to spread out some so that they're not working every single weekend, that or if one chooses to leave because he doesn't like having to work multiple weekends, then I still have one, and a new one will be hired with the understanding that they work nights and weekends for their season.
The only comment I would have to you, Kevin, and you know the world that you came from, and I know it as well, that never given it a sense to any employee in the Parks Department that weekends are anything special in terms of taking it off. Like you just said, you out of your own mouth, and you're in the Parks Department, you work Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, especially during the warm weather of the season. And I don't want, I hope, I'm going to trust you that you're not setting up a two-tiered class of employees. Some folks think, oh, I'm not going to have to work that many weekends, and the newbies have to. No, everybody works. So right. I'm not going to micromanage your department.
Right.
But right. Just be careful here.
You haven't made this change yet, have you?
No.
Okay, just something to think about. All right. When something's been the way it is for a long time, remember some of your parts employees are human. And if they always worked a weekend and then had a different day off or whatever, that's a schedule and that's something that's been done. You might want to read the part about whether that weekend duty is their
right.
work or not, because you're making a change. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Just putting it out there.
It's not necessarily their work, but it's
they're in favor of it.
They're
in favor of it, but it also within that union contract just requires them to work 5 days in a row.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And he brings up a good point. It's not necessarily. You're not taking your work away because that's why you're doing it, because you're doing the work during the week.
Right.
But what we have to do is we have to send a letter to the union, Mark May, and we have to get him to sign off on it before. Did you institute it yet?
He said no.
No.
Okay.
No. It wouldn't start until June 12th.
Okay. Don't start it until what we have to do is we have to send a letter to the union letting them know this is what we're going to be doing and that we need something from them that it's not precedent setting. And that's all we need, right? This is not precedent setting, and it's not going to be a pass.
You want to explain why you're doing it.
Yeah. And then we'll get a letter from them okaying it, because we do have to do that. Otherwise, we could get locked in. It could become a past practice, and then we have to negotiate it if we ever wanted to put them back on weekends. Right now, it's in the contract, but after a while, it becomes a past practice, and becomes a term and condition of employment, and we have to negotiate it, so we have to get that letter from her. So that was it. I had forgotten about that, so I'm glad he brought it up. So we'll have to do we'll
see,
do it this
my
week.
Guys, it's a little different. See, and there's some of the variation. Mine, anytime I want to change the schedule, who knows? That's all I got to give. I can switch them to midnight.
In fact,
8 a.m.
Tony,
2 weeks, you
could
said?
You could you write numbers. Something up? You know, just a letter, and then. Send it to one work with Kevin and then send it to Mark.
Yeah, why don't you send me what the reason you want to do
sure.
That
sure.
Yeah.
So Kevin, what you want to do is search for a fourth park attendant.
Correct.
And then hire.
You're gonna post it?
Well, does this have to be advertised or does any of this have to be advertised? Either of these two positions?
Yeah,
we probably will.
It's not a union position.
Right? I mean even the first one we talked about.
The first one. We'll have to see.
Yeah, you should.
Probably should.
Right?
Yeah, probably should. Yeah, any position will post, regardless.
Send a copy to me and I pin it up on the board.
Yes.
Do you think you'll have trouble getting it filled with the climate today out there for equipment?
You're always willing to work.
Right. I do it for nothing.
That's even better yet.
Go.
There we go.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate that.
I just volunteered you for a thing today. Yeah. You and Roseanne.
That would be motion E.
It was only a one day. Yeah. I said, Cindy and Roseanne will help you with that.
With the flowers that were here?
No, it wasn't that. Don't worry about it. We'll tell you about it later.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Clear your schedule.
Can we get an update on the
a lot of fun.
Street signs in Radisson on where we stand on that?
Yeah, I can give you a quick update on that one.
Did we come to a decision on this yet? I didn't write one down. Did we come to a decision on this? Did we say go ahead and look? We didn't.
I'm okay with it.
I'm okay with it.
It's in the budget.
Yeah.
That's all right. I just want to make sure I know so I can write it down.
I don't have any problems.
Good.
Okay, the the attorney for Radisson sent a letter to the state DOT explaining the situation. Long story short, DOT sent a letter back saying that we don't need determinations on stuff like that. Not our purview. do what you want to do and just, you know, follow the laws. So the guy from DOT did say there's a gentleman, I don't have his name in front of me, but there's a gentleman who used to be with DOT who actually wrote the manual. He's still around, but he's retired. So I just got a letter today from Tom Taylor, said that he's been unable to get a hold of him. But the guys from DOT said, talk to him, he may be able to help you out. He pointed out the fact that Armory Square has brown and white on their street signs. So it's not like it's unheard of, but he just said, we don't do that. We, you know, if it's a state road or something like that, okay, but otherwise, we don't get involved.
The only issue they would run into with that, you know, brown and white, okay, it has to meet the rest of the requirements, okay, the breakaways.
Oh, no, they,
reflectivity,
yeah, no,
the size of the letters.
They know that.
Plus, that's a historical district, too, in Armory Square.
There,
well, it's a it's a municipality, too,
right, yeah,
which Radisson is.
It should be meeting the reflectivity and all the other codes.
Yeah, I think he was just trying to get something from somebody that says it's okay, but DOT wouldn't do that.
Well, and if this guy's retired, okay, what's he going to...
He just said that he's the one that wrote the manual. He can explain better what it was all about. The manual's old. It's been there for a long time. He says, but he may be helpful to you in terms of what you want to do.
But there's been a lot of revisions to the actual rules over the past 15 years.
Yeah, he's been the guy that's been doing it. So
as of today, they still haven't gotten the okay from anybody to
correct.
Do it.
Correct.
All right.
June is here.
Did you
I
see
got a pallet of signs sitting there. So.
Did you see a request from Radisson about Dawn?
Yeah, I don't think that's our deal.
I told you,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Right.
Them
that's them. No. We don't put up no dog it's has to be on a leash signs. Why would we do that?
Lynn Tanner sent a letter, I think, to Dan saying, you know, we've got a lot of dogs running loose, and can you put up signs that says, no.
No.
We don't do
it's
that.
Not in your
no.
manual.
You're not in the manual.
If you do it in Radisson,
just like whatever people
else.
Ask us
everybody
for children.
Any other
I know.
Would say,
I know.
Can you put up
Gene
signs
taught me that.
Yeah.
They have a newsletter. If it's their, it's obviously their people that have the dog, but it's in Radisson.
Yeah.
Send a newsletter out reminding them that this is the law. Mm-hmm. Period.
Yeah,
we don't
do that. I know. I saw that. I go, that's their deal.
Yeah, that's.
If they want, you know, there's leash. Anybody that owns a dog. Well, Dina's not here. Anybody that owns a dog knows that there's a leash law in the town of Lysander. So.
Yeah, they always want us to.
Let them make a complaint. They can come and see the judges. File an affidavit and go see the judges.
I would tell Lynn, these people are calling me, tell them to call the dog board. Get the dogs picked up and then
people
pay a fine.
Right.
You get their attention.
There you go.
Don't ask us to put up signs for you. That's
yeah.
Crazy.
In Marcellus, if your dog craps on someone's lawn, it's a misdemeanor with a $500 fine.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's some serious, we went and talked to one guy about it. That stopped once he knew it was a misdemeanor and a $500 fine.
I mean, you still have the opportunity to pick it up. Is that without picking it up, or is that
without
just
picking it up?
Okay.
Yeah.
Walked on by.
Yeah. Pull your dog out.
Boom.
Yeah. They don't mess around in Marcellus. All right. What else? Anything else?
Nope.
No?
Reese's.
Okay.
You guys are still working on that litter law. You're still working on that, right?
Yeah, yes, but I haven't this week. But yeah. Okay, it's call the work session closed at 6:40.